armed robbery reported at Arby's. I am Paul Wallum with your news. At 10:37 on Sunday night, the Gillette Police Department responded to Arby's after two employees reported a armed robbery.
27-year-old was outside. He was confronted by the suspect, who brandished a firearm, handgun.
Gillette Police Lieutenant Chuck Deaton said the suspect demanded that the employee take him inside to where the money was. Once inside, the 27-year-old was forced to the floor.
And the suspect demanded that the 23-year-old give him the money, or that he would harm his coworker. 23-year-old turned over an undetermined amount of cash to the suspect. Suspect then hit the 23-year-old at least twice in the back of the head.
Deaton said the suspect fled the scene before police arrived, and the 23-year-old witness refused medical treatment. Updates from the Gillette Police Department on the suspect will be aired on this station when they become available. The Gurley Overpass will be closed on Tuesday, November 14th, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. The contractor will be applying a water repellent to the rehabilitated overpass barriers. A press release from the City of Gillette says this should be the last closure for the Gurley Barrier Rehabilitation Project, funded through the optional 1% sales tax. That's a look at your Basin Radio News for this hour. With your news break, I'm Paul Wallum.